Possessions? Lost. Career? Lost. Family? Lost. Health? Lost. Popularity? Lost. The few friends that were left? He wished those were lost. One thing was not lost. Job 19. Oh, that my words were written. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book. That they were engraved on a rock with an iron pen and lead forever. Though his own grave loomed over him, stinging with the venom of his own sin, condemning the unassailable strength of divine law, though to his friends he was an outcast and a heathen, yet Job wanted an engraving in a rock. He wanted a monument that would declare that he was not an outcast to his Redeemer. Jesus had proved this, vowing to become Job's substitute. Substitute in his sin, for his sin, for his guilt, for his sickness, for the scorn and ridicule heaped upon him, even in his death. Yes, this Redeemer vowed to pay the price with his own holy, precious blood for the guilt of Job's sin and yours. This Redeemer vowed that he would humble himself, yes, to the death of the cross, to take Job's death and yours on himself and set us free from the bondage of death. This Redeemer vowed to deliver the blow that would crush Satan's head for Job, for you. Yes, Job wanted it engraved in granite. This is my Redeemer. Jesus has also bought you with that eternal price, inviting you to engrave it on your heart. My Redeemer lives. This one thing that was not lost is the sure and certain foundation. For behind his own looming grave, Job saw an open grave, an exit from the tomb. Verse 25, "For I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at last on the earth." Yes, my Redeemer lives. Vain was the stone and the Roman seal. Vain the proud Roman guard and death's stronghold. Jesus, having vanquished death, dispatched an angel to demonstrate that the tomb was empty. Disdainfully, the angel flicked away the Roman seal and rolled back the stone. With a glance, sent the guard splaying comatose to the ground. He lives, and here Job saw the rock-solid guarantee that Jesus has conquered sin, death, and the devil. Here's the granite-engraved assurance that Job was not cast off, but redeemed. This is not some ethereal myth, nor a theological abstraction. He lives. And his victory can never, no, never be undone. What does it say? He shall stand at last on the earth. Nothing shall prevent the bells of heaven and earth from pealing his victory for eternity. Hear the bells pealing and join him. My Redeemer lives. Because Jesus' grave is eternally empty, Job's grave would also open up. Verse 26, "And after my skin is destroyed, this I know, that in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. How my heart yearns within me." Did you notice the repetition of the personal pronouns? I know, I see, my Redeemer, my heart, my flesh shall see God. Yes, it was very personal for Job, and he invites us to see how personal it is for ourselves. Job knew that for his own body it would soon be ashes to ashes and dust to dust. He did not know how many centuries would pass before his ash and dust would once again take form and his spirit would once again fill his own skin and flesh, but he did know it would come. Just as certainly as Jesus is risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity. He saw it in granite before him. He lives and invites you to make it your own. My Redeemer lives. Possessions, career, family, health, popularity, all lost. He buried all his children, but because of the one thing not lost, he did not have to be lost in grief, nor lost in guilt that he couldn't prevent it, that he didn't even have a chance to say goodbye, because he would soon be able to say, "Hey, great to see you again." To say with David, "I shall go to them. Yes, I will join that host in white around the throne of Christ in the most glorious family reunion and cast my crown at Jesus' feet." No wonder Job wanted it engraved in stone. He wanted it impressed on every fiber of his being to hold on to give him the strength to endure the tribulation he faced. He wanted the same for you, to read it, to embrace it, to sing it with him. "I know that my Redeemer lives." The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 200, we'll sing stanzas 5, 7, and 8. 5, 7, and 8, please rise for the 8th stanza.